We are learning Masechtas Tainis, Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the brand new parak, the new Mishnah on Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis. Again, in this parak, the whole parak of Mishnayis is in the first Mishnah in the Gemara. Zok the Mishnah. Say the Tainis Elu, the Tainis that we talked about at all now, the three, and then seven. The seven are the most chomer, three are second most chomer, and the first three are more kulik. That's a say the Tainis Elu, Am of Rira Shaina. That's talking about when it didn't rain by the beginning of the year. Revir Shaina. Avot Smachim Shoshanu, but plants that changed Masriya Malay Miyad. Then right away, you go straight to the Mochama Diga fast. Shinu means, Rashi says, it means a pasuk in Iyuv of an example of things that changed. It says a pasuk in Iyuv, Tachas Chita Yod Yetze Chayach, instead of a wheat came out thorns, but Tachas Sa'ira Basha, instead of a barley came out Basha, which is a inferior type of barley. If that happens, so then Masrina love miyad. Why Masrina love miyad? So the Ran speaks out, it says, Fisha'ine dova shesayvel mosun. It's not something that if you wait, it's going to get better. The Bishloma kishak shama achron leirid, if the rain didn't happen yet, efshalahamten, then you could wait. Shem yerit lachem kan, your peris hashana katikna, it'll be good. But there you could wait. But here, something that changed, there's nothing to wait about. It's Masrina love miyad. V'chein kishapasku kshamim ben geshem legeshem abom yoy masrina lemiyad meshumakas mitzaris. Another example where you would right away go to the Mohammed de Gefest immediately is if this pasku geshamim ben geshem legeshem. If it started raining, it rained a little bit, and then there's a hefsik between the rains of 40 days, the masrina lemiyad meplay shehi makas mitzaris, because that's already a makah of hunger. Yardu litzmachim. Let's say it rained, but it only rained for the plants and not for the trees. And we'll see in the Gemara what that means. It was like a soft, it was a soft rain, not a strong rain. Or the Elon, it was a strong rain, not a soft rain. It only worked for Elon, not for the plants. Lezev, lezev, maybe it rained for the plants and for the Elonis. But not enough rain to fill up the cisterns with water. The halacha is Masrina Miyad. Also Masrina Miyad. The klal, all these things are, is that if it's not raining, so I can wait to see if it's going to get better. But if there's a shinui in the teva, so then you could blow shofar right away. It means do the chomedic fast right away, because something doesn't help waiting for that. Something is a change, and that alone is a reason for alarm. V'chein ir, shelo yardu le'agasham, a city that didn't rain, the chsiv, but other cities did rain. The chsiv says in the pasuk, m'tarati alir achas, v'il achas lo yamtir, halka achas tamtir, one part will have rain, one part will have rain. So what's the halacha then? So oisa ear, the ear that doesn't have any rain, misana, that they fast umisras, and also they also do the chomedik fast. If it didn't rain at all, and all of cities did rain, so in this case again also it's something changed. Something's funny over here. So they fast, and chos vivasel, all the surrounding cities don't have to fast. They have rain. But they fast also a little bit, but just don't do so chomer. Misana islam is rios. They fast, but they don't blow shofar. Rabbi Kiva, I'm a Masriya Islam Asanis, the opposite. You blow shofar and you don't fast. So, first of all, we have to explain that's clear. Either Rabbi Kiva Tanakam or the other cities do something. Why do they do something? So, Rashi's master, the reason is because since the other city doesn't have rain, they're going to come by in your city. And therefore, your city is going to the food's going to get used up also and to be a rav. That's what Rashi learns. That's the first pshat in the Ran as well. The Ran is not a pshat, that the reason is, because shtatav bitzerosam levakish rachim aleihem. You want to help them out. Someone else has a tzar, you daven for them also. And Mechlekes Tanakam, Rav Akiva is, which one do you do? And the Rosh Hashanah wants to speak out. It's like, do you compare it to Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur? Rosh Hashanah, there's true shofar without fasting. Yom Kippur is fasting without shofar. So you must anis le masriyos, or masriyos or masanis. You do a little bit less in those cities, and you're not sure which one you pick, either fast or shofar. V'chein ir sheyesh by dever or ma'apolis. Or a city that had dever, had a plague, or ma'apolis, which means the walls are falling down. Some say it means like an earthquake. So oisa ir misana, yeah, but something that was scared is going to keep on happening. This is my pilot, that's why it's not so partial. It's an earthquake, maybe the aftershocks. So what do you do? Oisa ir misana misras, that city itself that has this tsara, they fast and they blow shayfer. All the other surrounding cities, they're misana misrias. Here the Ran says, it's partial, the reason is, because they are shatav v'tsarosam. That's the reason, because here there's no chash, something happened to them. That just the davening l'shtatev b'detzara of the city. Rabbi Kiva, Masriyos, Yibol Shayfal, Masanis, Inam Masanis. Now, what's called a dever? Ezu dever. Ira mitzia chomish meis ragle, a city that has 500 people. And three people died over 3 days. One every day died. Hareza dever. So a little bit less than 1%. That's called a plague. Pachas bekaneh dever. Less than this is not a dever. And the Gemara later on, when we discuss it, maybe a little bit exactly more details on this. But upon what you do see is that to be called a plague, it has to be close to 1%. So by Corona, the Shabbos was a dever. The idea was not a dever. For example, let's say in Lakewood, New Jersey, they have around 125,000 people. Maybe 100 people died, which is much, much less. 1% would be 1,125. That's how much would be 1%. It wasn't even close to 1%. Maybe 1,250 would be 1%. And here is maybe 100 or 200 people died altogether, so it was not a dever. It was not a nakula dever. A dever would mean is 3 out of 500 die over 3 days. Al elu masriyim b'chol makom. Now, of these following things that we're going to say, every single city makes a chomedik fast, even though they didn't have it yet. Because these are things, the following things, are things that travel. Al shadafon. Shadafon is toys that are getting spoiled from winds. So winds travel. The weather you have here goes to the next place. Val yirokin. Yirokin is a sickness, Rashi learns, like jaundice, which is like hepatitis. Others learn Yerukin has something to do with the tool also. Ala arba v'ala chasel, different type of locust, also they travel. Ala chayera, or if there's a chayera, incident of wild animals somewhere hurting people, that also travels. Ala cheref, also war. Masrino leb meshimakam alechas. All these things you blow shofar everywhere, which means everywhere makes a fast because it's a makkah that moves. And if it's here, it's going to be there. Rashi gives example: Miru bas Spamya Masriyim beBavel, beBavel Masriyim bas Spamya. Which Spamya pastures is someone in Italy or it's in Spain, and it says all the way to Iraq. We're worried that it's Makam Aleches that far because if it's something that moves, and therefore you have to get worried about that right away. And everyone fasts. Maisa, remember the Maisa that support this. Maisa is Yodzu Kainim Rishlaim Lareim. The Zakenim one time left the Sanhedrin to go to their own cities to check out what's doing there. And when they got there, they heard that in Ashkelon there was a Shadafon. There was something wrong with the crops in Ashkelon, a very small amount. The Gozru Tainas Shanira Kamali Pitanar, which is a very small amount, Shadafon Ashkelon. They found this, the crops were getting ruined, a very small amount in Ashkelon, and they were going there everywhere, Tainas. A different example. Boy goes with tainis. Al sha'ochlu ze evim shnei tenoikas beva yarden. Eva yarden. Two tenoikas were eaten by wolves, and they made it. Everyone fasted because of that. Rav Yisrael Meloy sha'ochlu el al shaniru. Wasn't even they ate. It just they saw two wolves over there. That was enough to make a fast everywhere. What? A lotion of his goes to tainus. I had a dik, but the chayim means the same thing because masriyim and tainus are interchangeable here. Unless it says it's mechalak between the two of them, but I definitely hear the dik. Here it says because it says in the Mishnah masriyim alah, and then here he's saying it's a lotion of tainus. Right. Yeah, it's going on that story. So I'm trying to say halacha of masriyim. Just tainus is true also. They're both true. This masriyim means more chamer dik tainus. When it says masriyim, Rashi says before masriyim lemayan yuchesavayz. Rashi says it means that kol choyma achronis nogabem, all the chumris of the achronis, all the chumris.
Different, obviously.
Rav Kivi, when he separate, when he chalak, understand? Zok the Mishnah Vayta, which this is a new Mishnah in, it's already up the Mishnah Zayin in the Perek in Tainus in Mishnayis. Al elu masriyim b'Shabbos. On the following, you masriyim b'Shabbos. We know it does not mean Shayfer, we learned the Gemara before about that. It means they daven for these on Shabbos. You know, you're not just daven on Shabbos because it's not Oynik Shabbos. They daven for Tzara on Shabbos, but Al Kapana, for these, you're allowed to daven on Shabbos. What are the examples? Al Irshe Kifu Nachrim, on a city that was surrounded by Goyim Nahar, or water. There was a flooding happening. Val Asfina Matarefes B'Yam. Asfina is on the Yam and it's in turbulence and it looks like it's going to sink. You're allowed to daven for that on Shabbos. Rav Yossi says, no, not so fast. Rav Yossi Emir, la Ezra, v'lel tz'aka. You let a daven scream for people to come help, but not davening, because davening is not a foolproof thing, and therefore, they're not hit to daven on Shabbos. Shimna Timni Emir, going back to the Tanakhama pastor, Shimna Timni Emir, af ala dever. even let a daven on a dever also on Shabbos. We're not masking to daven. I guess because by a dever, it's not something that's right away, right now, immediately important to daven. You could daven after Shabbos. It's not like time sensitive, and therefore the chum were not moida that you could daven for dever on Shabbos. And in halacha, we passing like the Tanakama that if it's sakana, you're allowed to daven on Shabbos. But for cholas, ain't by sakana, you're not allowed to daven for on Shabbos. A kol tzara shloitavi ala tzibur masvin aleim chutz v'rebi kasham. Another halacha, and this is another mishnah. Next mishnah in Maseches Tainis, it says you're allowed to daven for any tzara and make a tainis if it's something that warrants it. Besides for one type of tzara, too much rain in ala adam to stop that in ala adam chutz v'rebi kasham, because that's not allowed. That's a that's really a bracha. Even if it's too much bracha in ala adam to stop that. And the word gives a ma'isa to support that story. Ma'isa to support that halacha. There's one time a story, there was no rain, it was already close to Pesach time, and there was no rain. And they told Chayni HaMagel, Shomer Chayni HaMagel, Spal Shiyaduk Shom, Davin, that's your rain. Omer Lahem, so he said, yeah, before I Davin, Tzuv Echnisu Tanuri Pesachim, bring in all the ovens that you use for Karm Pesach, they were made out of pottery, made out of cheres, and they could melt in the rain, so bring them all in. But still, Shemaykos, it shouldn't get ruined. His pal, he davened, lo yarduk shamim, and didn't rain. Ma'os, so what did he do? Og uga, he made a circle on the ground, va'omad v'saych, he stood in it, va'omad v'fanov. And he said, in front of Hashem, Rabbanim Shloilam, v'necha somu p'neim alai. Your children put their faces, their eyes on me, sha'ani k'ben bayis v'necha, because I'm like a ben bayis by you. Nishba ani b'shimcha agodol. I make a shvua in your name. She'in ezoz mikana. I'm not moving here from here. Ach terachim abanecha. Until you rachim on your children. Hischilu gesham menatvim. Started drizzling. Omer loikach shalti. I didn't ask for this. El gishmei bayis shichem aris. I want enough rain to fill up all the cisterns of water. Hischil er bezaf. It started a hurricane. Omer loikach shalti. I don't need a hurricane either. That's dangerous. El gishmei rotzen abracha. Unadava. I want Gishmei Ratzah in Bracha Nadava Gishmak, a rain that has Ashpas, Taivais. I need that to have such a rain like that. Yardu Kitiknam, it rained Kitiknam until it got so much rain that people had to leave the low places. Actually, Yetzu Yishom Yerushalayim Harabais had to go up to Harabais, Pesach Shomim, because of the rain. Bova Amraloi, so they went, they came back to him and said, Kashem Shishbat Aleim Shiardu. Just like you daven that to rain, kachas bal shielchu. Can you please daven that to leave? Amalehem tsuuru im nimchas even atoyim. Go see if the stone, this big stone, to stand on to announce the lost items. See if that stone is melting. And like the Ran explains, b'shem di Yishalmi, that just like it's impossible for the stone to melt, so too it's impossible for us to daven on the rain to stop. That's what the Ran learns. And we're bringing a mindset to show this idea that too much, it's Gishmei Bracha, it's flooding, that we can't daven for. Gishmei Bracha, we don't daven for to stop. Sholchol Hashem HaShatach, after the story, Emoli Choyni Ata, if not that your name is Choyni, we would Gazrani Alecha Nidui, we would put you in Cheirim. Why? You don't talk to Hashem like that. Because he says, you know, Rabbi Shloim, you know, I don't want that, I don't want this, I'm not leaving here. That's not the way you talk to Rabbi Shloim. Ama eslach, what should I do? She'at meschat efnei amokim, va'oslach haratzenecha. You are, like, Rashi learns, it means you do chatam frei Hashem, which means you talk not nicely, and Hashem listens to you. Or it means Hashem's miskageya with you. Hashem loves you so much. Keben she'meschat el avicha, just like a little cute son that his father loves him, va'oslach haratzenecha, retzenecha, does his ratzen. But Lecha Akos Vayman, you, Chayni HaMagel, the Pasuk says, Yismach Avicha V'Yimecha V'Sogi La'atecha. The father and mother are very happy to have such a great child like you. Zogt Mishnah Vayta, Anu Mishnah. Hoyu Mis'anim, let's say they had a fast. They made the fast, and the Yordung Shom, and it rained. So Koydim HaNetzachama, it rained before HaNetzachama, Lo Yashlimu. So if it rained before HaNetzachama, then you don't continue fasting, you eat breakfast that day. But if it started raining only after Nates, you have to finish the fast. Yashlimu. Rabbi Eliezer argues, let's let him know. Koidim chatzois lo yashlimu. If it rains before chatzois, you don't finish. Once you're after chatzois, then you finish. La chatzois yashlimu. Huh? They start fasting at night already. By the fast. The last, 3 and 7, both the night. It's a full 24-hour fast. So they start fasting the night before, and then it started raining, so they don't finish the fast. Only on tarfin, the mice, there's mice. The mice is a gozer with tines below. They made a tines below. We are doing some kind of size. Four cards size. It started raining. Omer on tarfin, he held like Rav Eliezer. Suva achlu v'shasu, go home and eat. But also yomtiv. And make it into yomtiv. Make a big nice sudus. The yotzva achlu v'shasu v'shasu yomtiv. A bow ben abayim. In the evening, they came to base medrash say hal, because you don't say hal while you're hungry. V'koru hal agadol. And they said hal agadol on a full stomach, and hal agadol, we'll see what that is. That's hoidlo Hashem kitoyim, all the hoidlo Hashems. That's what they said. Kudir says, nice lechem chalbasa. And they said the hal agadol to celebrate that they had rain. So, it says in the Mishnah, Seyda Tainis Elu, that means the Seyda of last Mishnah, 3, 3, and 7. The first three are kuladik, you don't fast the night. The next three do fast the night. The last seven have different halachas where the stores are closed, then you blow shofar, all those halachas. So, that's only by Revir Rishayna. That's what it says in our Mishnah. The problem is like this. We remember, we had a beginning in the first parak, that Yaira means the Revir, the Yaira means there's three Revirs in Yaira. Yaira is the first rain. So for example, if you want on the Yama, the first rain is Yud Zayin Cheshvin, the next one's Chav Gimel, and the third one's Rosh Chodesh Kislev. And we said, the first Revir is to start saying St. Alamata. The last Revir is when you start fasting. And the middle Revir, we said, is for different things, the Gemara 7-4. So here it says, Revir is Shaina, you start fasting, I'm fasting Revir is Shaina. The first one, second one is to start saying St. Alamata. The third one is to start fasting. So what's going on? Amar Rav Yehuda, you have to say Ke'ein Chesuri Mechser, not Mamish, but similar to Chesuri Mechser. Hachkama. Say the tiniest Amor, Amesai, when is that? It's not Shiyotso Revir Rishoina Vishniya Vishlishis, which means Revir Rishoina really means the whole Revir, all three Revirs. When that finishes and no rain, then you fast. But if it starts raining right away, Vizoru, and you planted, like Samchu, you planted and it rained and it didn't grow. Or you grew and it changed. It changed colors, like we said, it changed into thorns. Then you right away you start davening. Because there, it doesn't, like we forgot from the Ran, that doesn't make sense to wait then. Then that's, if it changed, something's happening right away. There is a tzara right away. You don't have to wait. Don't need to wait for. Omar of Nachman. It's only called tzara davka nishtanu, only if the crop changed. Avayovshu, if the crop dried out, loy. Then, it's that the Rashi is two pshat. Then we'll go Rashi's first pshat. If it dried out, then you don't daven. Why? Because it's tefillah shav. It's too late. Something is dry. You can daven today tomorrow. It's not going to get refreshed. So in Rapshita Nishtanu Tan, the Mishnah says davka Nishtanu. It doesn't say that if it dried out, lo tzricha da akun, that it grew a little bit after, even after dried out. So ma'od teima akna milsi. Maybe you see, oh, it's not so dry. So maybe we have a chance. We can daven for this. Kamash law. No, that akantos lav milsi. It's not. That's nothing. That's Rashi's first shot, Rashi's second shot, that the opposite, that Yofshu is fine, you don't have to daven for that, because Yofshu automatically will automatically get refreshed, and if you don't have to daven for that, let's look at the second shot in Rashi. Like upon him, they only start davening by Nishtanu and not by Yofshu.